privileged intimacy. Jesus said, "Henceforth I call you not servants, I have called you friends. It is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Ye are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Love as I have loved." There are many religions, but only one faith. There is only one God who is faithful. There is only one God in whom we can put our trust. There is only one God who we can confidently love and be loved by. His ways are superior from the devised plans of man. His ways are unique and are disclosed to those that love him. The one God who is faithful can be reverently loved. He longs to draw men to himself with his long, exquisite cords of love. He desires to woo his own into a privileged intimacy with himself, an intimacy like his relationship with Abraham, the friend of God, an intimacy with one who trusted in his word. Paul tells us that Abraham's faith was counted to him as righteousness. We are his bond slaves, and yet he is not only looking for servants. For his dear desire for you is not just in getting the job done. We are his children who delight to do his bidding. Yet his yearning towards us is that we obey the Father's commands. His desire towards you plunges the depths of human understanding. His yearning towards you is that you walk with him in the cool of the day. His longing towards you is to share the deep mysteries of his love. Oh, he longs to tell you the precious thoughts of his heart, as he did with Abraham. "Shall I tell Abraham the thing which I do?" But are we too busy to draw near in faith? Are we too fearful to open our ears to hear his whispers of love? Oh, happy is the one whom God chooses and draws into his counsel. Blessed is the one who responds to his call. Favoured is the one who is thus drawn into the inner circle of his loved ones. For the secrets of the Lord are with those that fear him. And he will reveal to his favoured ones his covenant of love. Remember, God's creation is seen by all. God's act of grace is received by those that believe in his name. But God's thoughts are only revealed to his friends. Daniel was told by the angel, "I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved." It is by precious communion that this sacred intimacy is fostered. It is by daily intercourse with him that this blessed fellowship is cultivated. It is by resting in him that we prove ourselves to be his friends. It is obedience that pleases him, that draws us ever closer to his heart. It is by deepening our faith in his promises that we can finally trust in his love. Distrust in the inner recesses of the heart disqualifies us from being his friend. God longs to have at his side his friends, men and women, those who wait upon him, those who tarry at his leisure, those who learn of his plans, those who trust in his love, those who gaze on his loveliness. "Ye are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. Love as I have loved." How deep and how mysterious the words of the Apostle Paul, that I may know Christ.